A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. When Jesus drove the demon out of the man with the words, "Be quiet, come out of him," the people who witnessed this miracle asked among themselves, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." What is there about his words? Jesus' words are effective. His words bring about what the words signify. The centurion believed this when he told Jesus that he was not worthy to have Jesus enter his house. But if he just said the word, willing his servant to be healed, then his word would be fulfilled, and it was. Jesus used words to teach the truth, to show his Father's love for us, to make others feel accepted and included, to invite others to a relationship with himself, to show forgiveness. Jesus, the eternal Word, used words on this earth to communicate with us. We are called to use words for the same purpose. We are to be a syllable or an echo of this eternal word, to show the Father's love for each person we encounter, to make others feel accepted and included. It may be a simple, sincere greeting. It may be an occasion when we are expected to say, "I forgive you." It may be answering the phone or making a phone call when we're tired. It may be a simple question like, "How are you?" and waiting long enough to hear an answer. Our ability to speak, our words, can be a double-edged sword. They can be instruments of peace and love, but they can also be weapons that bring about sadness and a feeling of rejection in others. We've all felt the sting of bitter words, and we know how painful that is. Today may be a good day to reflect on this gift of speech our God has given us. Hopefully, it will result in a deeper appreciation of the power our words can have as we try to use them for good, as Jesus did. If our words come from a loving heart, eager to extend God's love to others, then they will be echoes of the eternal word. And united to the word of God, every word we speak can be a means of grace for ourselves and for others. Dear Jesus, eternal word, you who spoke with such power and authority, give us the gift of speaking only what is pleasing to you, always striving to build up and never tear down. Grant us the grace to be echoes of your word in our everyday lives.